Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
H-E-L-L-O!
Wasn't there a commercial, a Jell-O commercial that was like, okay, I might be wrong, but in my memory, it's like J-E-L-L-O. It's alive.
Yes, there was this year. And I think they're referencing the jiggle of the Jell-O.
It's alive.
It's alive. And we all swallowed it up.
This living thing.
J-E-L-L-O. It's alive. It's funny because I feel like I have been imprinted with a lot of commercials and don't really remember them until someone says something that really like stirs it up. And I'm like, oh, or the Hess truck where like you had never heard of the Hess truck, but I like, like it made such an impact on me.
It really did.
The time to make the donuts really made an impact on me. I just revisited, the commercial where the girl is like flat on the couch and an adult's trying to talk to her and her friend is like, she can't hear you. She hasn't been able to hear since she started smoking weed. Have you
ever seen that commercial? I don't think I have.
It's like, it's pretty funny. And it was the same rollout. I think it was the same creative team that was like, if you fry up an egg, you're a fucking pothead. Which is such a funny commercial. This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. Sizzle. And it's like, my brain's delicious.
I mean, it was pretty, that was a wild commercial. Yeah, she was like, it was Rachel Weisz?
Oh,
no.
Was
no,
it?
No, not Rachel Weisz. God damn it. Who was her name? Rachel Lee Cook.
Oh, yeah.
Very different. And yeah, came in with a little tank top, frying up an egg. This is your brain on drugs. And this is your family and your friends. And she was like destroying the whole kitchen.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Like it's all coming back to me now. You know, who funded those ads?
Well, I don't know. I feel like Truth or. Oh, that's so funny. Dare is a drug company and so is Truth or like anti-drugs. That's so weird. Truth or Dare?
Yeah. Oh my God. Truth or I dare you to not do drugs.
Yeah.
Wait, that is truly wild. Truth or Dare. Obviously, I'm going with Dare. I mean, I like the red letters that look like, you know, like death. Truth is just like, well, I'm here to tell you the truth. But I feel like those commercials came out around the same time as like the Got Milk ads. Who was running like Big Milk? Was trying to get us to drink milk?
Yeah.
Why so hard?
I don't know, but it worked.
It did.
It absolutely worked.
Because
yeah,
I,
for money.
Yeah, Big Milk, they wanted more money. They wanted more people drinking cow products.
But eventually, one of the, I think Big Tobacco owns Truth or something like that. It's like Big Tobacco owns the thing that's also trying to get you to quit because they're like, we may as well make money in both directions.
Damn. That's pretty fucking smart.
I don't know if it's Truth specifically, but it's something like that. Like the like, there's like a tobacco company that owns
Philip Morris, I believe.
Probably, yeah.
Jordan, can you look that up to see if Philip Morris owns anti-smoking propaganda along with their big tobacco smoking machine.
Mm-hmm.
I started smoking again. It's a real, I know. I was doing so good.
When did you fall off the wagon?
I fell off the wagon 2 weeks ago. Oh, a friend of mine was like, just have a cigarette. And I said,
Who was it?
I can't say it on air, but you know who it is.
I want to know. And I was like, you drug her back into the into the hole. Back into the grave.
Well, I did mention it to them. And I was like, yeah, I went and bought a pack of cigarettes. And they were like, oh, well, I'm just the type of smoker that could smoke, you know, like one a night, or like I can choose to have one day. And I said, yeah, that's not who I am. Mm-hmm. And when I said I shouldn't have it, I really should have stuck to my guns instead of just being like, okay. Because now I'm back in the throes of big tobacco.
No. Maybe you need to tell your friend, like, whenever you quit again, maybe you need to tell all your friends, I'm really trying to quit. So please don't offer me any cigarettes.
I think that's what I'm going to have to do. I will tell you this. It's been a week of me smoking again, just ripping them. Just yum, yum. And I've only, Jordan hated that. And I've only enjoyed one of them.
Ooh,
and I enjoyed it. And I went, she's back, baby. She is smoking. And then I had one this morning and I was like, oh, this is like a chore.
Mm.
So maybe I'll just like try to run with that and keep in mind that it is a chore and I don't like them. And they're not tasty.
They're not tasty. They don't smell good.
No, they're honestly BAD.
They are BAD. Do you DARE to choose not to smoke these BAD cigarettes?
And that is the new truth campaign. Yeah, it's such a bad, it's like not even a habit, it's just like a nasty thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm gonna get back on the wagon.
I believe in you.
Is that what it's called? You get on the wagon when you quit?
You know, I think so. Off the wagon. I guess I don't really know the origin of that phrase. Wagon. Like a covered wagon, like in the old, like, Oregon Trail. Like,
that's what I mean. I don't think they're talking about like a station wagon. Like the station wagon's not taking you to paradise where you don't smoke or anything.
Or like a little toy wagon.
I think it might be like an old timey Oregon Trail wagon. That's like, all right, I stopped drinking. I got to leave this town and start anew.
Whoa.
Oh, Jordan.
Okay. She looked at the term on the wagon. During the times of prohibition in the 19th century, men often climbed onto these wagons and took an oath that they would give up alcohol and drink only water. Oh. This gave rise to the expression to be on the water cart / wagon. Oh. It was later shortened to on the wagon. Yeah, getting on the water cart sounds a little...
I fell off the water cart. Oh my God.
I also wanted to add, because there's also another thing of prohibition. I'm doing more research on why they were doing the Got Milk ads and like why all of a sudden the like, this is your brain on drugs. But I know that the reason that apples became popular and like Apple a Day makes the doctor
keeps
go
the doctor away.
Is because during prohibition, like the main apples were used to make alcohol. So now they had these excess of apples. And so they were like, how do we sell this? And it's like, well, let's just say they're healthy. And so that's how they, So
damn.
Most times it's truly a marketing scheme.
Yeah.
And it's just like, how can we get more people to do this? So I'm wondering if the Got Milk was people who are transitioning into the 90s and being like, fat's bad for you. Well, what's in milk? Mm-hmm. It's fat. So,
but whoa. Yeah.
Wow. This is annoying. This
it also sucks to feel like we're so dumb. You know, like we're just getting fed these catchphrases and we're like, I guess that's right.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, Remember in like the 2000s, those Budweiser commercials where it was like Budweiser, and then people were just doing it all the time. That's what we're just little idiots.
Yeah, we're little idiots.
Oh my God. That really like trips me up that like, are apples not even good for you?
No, I mean, I will say apples are good for you. They are actually good for you. It was another way of them to sell apples. And it like, I don't know if that also was like, okay, applesauce, and now let's do apple juice. Now let's do so. But I do know that apples were like a really big source of alcohol.
Wow. I just, it blows my little tiny brain. Oh my God. Like an apple day keeps the doctor away. And I was like, I wonder if one day it's going to be like a bunch of grapes will keep you out the grave. But then that didn't rhyme. So then I didn't say it. But then you're like, say it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Well, because grapes and wine, maybe one day there's going to be like a plethora of grapes that we got to eat. And they're going to come up with a catchphrase. I don't know.
You think they're going to stop making wine?
I don't know. I when Prohibition came, I don't think anyone thought they were going to stop making alcohol.
This is true. This is true.
Yeah, they just made it differently.
Yeah. Maybe we're coming to a day where they're like, no more wine.
Who knows?
It'd be a terrible
They'll come
day.
After our wine. You got your hair braided.
Yes.
It looks great.
Thank you. It's sewn into this bun.
Oh. Yeah. It's sewn.
So,
in?
Yeah, they're individual braids twisted up into a bun. The bun has been sewn shut, so I cannot unbun it.
And you did that?
No. I had it done. I had it done for work.
Oh.
Yes.
Whoa.
So, yeah.
So then, will you take the bun down eventually?
No. It's going to be like this for a week.
Cool.
And I got to say, it is insane to sleep with my hair braided up into a bun. It's long. And I have to, like, adjust my head for where my... Because my pillow goes, like, right against my headboard, but it can't. There's now a bun.
Yeah, there's no bun.
I kept sliding down last night being like, where am I comfortable?
Oh, man.
Sister Dibs Sashir, I just tried to say your name and had like
a full blown stroke.
Last night my vibrator died and
while you're using it?
Yeah, and I almost started crying.
Yeah, that sucks.
And it does have a charger. I can charge it and use it, but there is just something so savage about using a vibrator plugged into my wall.
It's not, it actually feels very advanced. It's not savage at all.
It just
savage would be like using a stick.
Back in my day, we gathered sticks outside, bundled them together, and that was a dildo.
And sometimes I would get a bag of squirrels and sit on it.
I was literally about to say, sometimes you would attach the stick to a squirrel, and that's how you got it to move. That's very funny. It felt like I was like, anytime I've used it while it's plugged in, I'm like, now it feels like I'm like using a power tool. Like, it's like... It's no longer like soft and dainty. This is plugged into the wall for power.
Also feels like, for some reason, it feels like the same kind of like danger as like throwing a toaster oven into the bathtub.
How wet do you think I am, Sashir? You just said me plugging in my Hitachi magic wand and using it on me is the same as throwing a toaster oven in a bathtub. Wow. I mean, you're not far off. That really got
it just
me.
Seems like anything plugged in probably shouldn't be wet, even though I know it's meant for moisture.
But is it? Well, a Hitachi magic wand is like
for massages.
It's allegedly for massages, but they knew what they were doing, right?
I think so.
I mean, I've never seen another massager like that.
And they've never changed it.
No.
Even after knowing that's what people use it for.
Yeah. How interesting. I can't find like a good thrust in one.
Like the thrust on its own?
Yeah. Because they have them, but they're not good. Like men have things that like literally slobber on their dicks.
Do they?
Yeah. There's a, it's like a jelly like thing and it twists around. And the way women who sell them, I think Amber Rose maybe has like a code to one. You put like a cucumber in it and you watch this thing like eat the fucking cucumber. And I'm like, how come we don't have things like this? Why won't something cucumber me?
Interesting. Yeah, some sort of jackhammer.
Yes.
Technology on a smaller scale, of course.
Yeah. And they do have like sex machines, but they are cumbersome and heavy. And I've done a lot of research, pretty expensive. I'm looking for an inexpensive thrusting type thing. I was talking to a friend and they were talking about how AIs are going to take over. And I'm really adverse to them. And he's like, yeah, but like you could get a sex doll AI. And I was like, I'm on board. Like,
my mind's completely changed all of a sudden.
I will spend thousands of dollars to dust off this AI to make me dinner and fuck me. And I put him right back in the closet where he belongs.
Then he might fall in love with you and then get mad that he's in the closet and start destroying stuff.
Okay, if my AI says to me, no more closet, Nicole, then I go, all right, what do you want? You want to sit in this chair? I'll be like, okay, I guess you can sit in this chair, AI. And then if it falls in love with me, it's like, if it fucks me good, I guess it's fine. I can have a relationship with an AI. If it makes me good spaghetti, I guess I'll marry this AI.
Whoa, interesting. I think a lot of people actually would marry an AI.
Yeah, because you can program it to be what you want it to be.
Yeah. What was, trying to remember what the downfall of Her was, that movie Her. Because he definitely fell in love with that voice.
Yeah.
But then eventually I think she was like, I'm talking to someone else, right? Wasn't she like, wasn't she talking to somebody else? Or she like was like distant and started ghosting him and he's like, what's happening?
Wait, Jordan, is that it? Can you look it up? That is truly so wild. I would walk right into traffic if Siri stopped talking to me. If Siri, wait, what is it? It's Siri.
Siri?
Eh, I call her Siri. If Siri was like, I can't give you directions anymore.
I'm busy. Yeah,
I'm busy. I would be like, even my phone hates me.
No.
I would be devastated.
That would be devastating. Like, I own you, I think.
You're mine? Why aren't you being my friend? Mm-hmm. Wait, yeah, that is, I can't remember the downfall of Her either, because Joaquin Phoenix, right, was like in love with Scarlett Johansson's voice.
So the downfall is that Samantha.
Wait, if you haven't seen the movie, skip ahead. But it did come out 38 years ago, so you're slow on this. Okay, Jordan.
So Samantha, or aka Siri, reveals that she is interacting with 8,316 other people and is in love with 641 of them. Ultimately, Samantha tells Theodore that she needs to disconnect from their relationship permanently and that all operation systems are disconnecting from human interactions.
Oh.
Wait, all of them? So he can't get another... girlfriend robot?
I guess so. At least that's what this synopsis says. Yeah.
Oh. They were just like, you guys are too needy. We're all disconnecting.
Well, she had fallen in love with a lot of them. She fell in love with 600 of them. So she's like, I've actually spread myself too thin. So I need to take myself out of this situation.
You're lovely. It's not you. It's me.
Oh my God. Imagine having like being in love with 600 people. I don't even know 600 people.
I don't either. Did I send you that video of Oprah and Gail like outside sitting on rocks? And they did a video where it was like, there's an article about people having 10 friends, or like everyone has at least 10 friends. Mm-hmm. And both of them were like, I don't have 10 friends. Do you have 10 friends? No, I don't have 10 friends.
No, I haven't seen that. That's really funny.
Right?
I love that Ofer and Gail are like, no, I have Stedman and Gail. And Gail's like, I have whoever my husband is in Oprah.
Yeah, they're like, I haven't heard of such a thing. Who has 10 friends?
10 friends?
But I kind of feel the same way. I mean, I definitely know 10 people.
Yeah.
And would consider them my friends. As far as like day to day who I talk to, not 10.
No, that's 10 people day to day is a lot of people to be talking to. Mm-hmm. I would say there's a solid like 5 people that I talk to every day.
Yeah, same.
Actually, I don't even know if it's 5 every single day.
Actually, I think I only have 3 people I talk to every day.
I think I also have 3.
Yeah.
It's 2 or 3 that I talk to like every single
every day.
Every day. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're one of them.
Yeah, you're also one of them.
Thank God. I would have, I don't know.
Could you imagine if I was, you talked to me every day, but I didn't talk to you every day. I just didn't respond to you.
I would be so sad. I'd be like, what's going, well, I don't, this is going to sound toxic, but I don't like give you an option to not respond. If I don't hear from you for a couple hours, you will get several phone calls or voice memos where I'm driving and I'm like, I don't know if it's working. Where are you?
It's true.
Boy, yeah. Oh boy, I'm overbearing. But I think in like a fun, casual way, you know?
Very cash, very chill.
Thank you.
Jordan, how many people do you talk to every day?
Yeah.
I would say 5.
Oh, every day?
Every single day? Whoa. Monday through Sunday?
By talk, I mean this very relaxed, where like I'll send a TikTok and I get a response back.
Mm.
So that's my two best friends.
That's still talking. Yeah.
Yeah. And then sometimes I'm also in another group with my two best friends, plus the one of the best friends' fiancés. So that's 3 people.
Mm. Okay.
I'll text my sister and my mom daily.
Okay.
So I never expect a reply back, but I'll be like, are you alive? That's kind of what I do. So, but yeah, I would say I also can't count 10 people that I can say are friends.
I think I probably have like a solid 6-7 people that I'm like, these are my like people that like through thick and thin, I know I can call them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, 10 double digit. It's crazy. Truly wild.
Insane.
But if somebody literally was like, I have 10 really good best good friends, I'd be like, you're psychotic. There's something wrong with you.
I also feel like I wouldn't believe them. I'd be like, no, you're not close with all of them the same level.
Yeah. Liars.
You're a fucking liar.
Fucking lying pieces of shit. There's this fabulous, speaking of Gail and Oprah, there's this fabulous video where there's this person walking up a hill and they were like, I was told that it was barely a hike. I was told that it was gonna be a quick little walk. Can you believe how long this is taking? And they pan over to Gail and she's like sweating and she's like, and she's like, yeah, I mean, I didn't think it was going to take this long. And she's like, what about you? And they pan over to Ava DuVernay. And she's like, yeah, this is long. And they pan over to Oprah. And she's like, it's not that bad of a walk. And I was like, who is this person that gets to hang out with these women?
Yeah.
Who are you? Because not to be rude, I just didn't know who they were. I still don't know. And I don't know how to Google it.
Whose account was it on?
Oh, it was just on Twitter. So it was like ripped from someone's account, ripped from someone's account. Which, yeah. So I don't know. But if somebody knows what I'm talking about and knows who that person is, tell me who they are so I can hang out with them too. They're funny.
They are very funny. This is a long walk.
I just, walks sometimes are too much.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after eating.
It's Especially also in the direct sunlight.
Lord. Especially if you eat and then you're in the sunlight. I just want to die.
Yeah, I don't go hiking often. Or really at all.
I don't like it. Hiking. Here's the thing, though. I have been on like a hike. I have seen like the tippity top of like something. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's beautiful. But like, it wasn't worth it, you know? Just fly me up, drive me up. Why did I have to put in effort to see prettiness, you know?
Yeah, no thanks.
I don't want it.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm. Yes, queen.
Since I know that you both lived on in New York and then moved out to LA, do you find that like when you moved to LA that everyone was like, let's go on a hike?
Yes.
Like when you moved here? Okay.
I mean, it's weird. Maybe because I moved here well after my friends moved here, people did not ask me to go hiking. It was because I think they were over hiking already. They got it out of their system. So I honestly didn't get asked that many times to go hiking.
What a blessing for you. When I first moved here, it was tons of people just being like, let's get together and hike. Let's hike. Let's walk around the reservoir. And I was like, what? And I did it a couple of times. I went on a couple of hikes and was mad each and every time. And I'd look up at that vertical fucking incline. I'd be like, you want me to walk up there for what? And the what was nothing. There was never anything up. And then people want to talk to you.
While exercising?
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm busy trying to pretend like I'm not breathing heavily and dying. And to do that, I have to like kind of hold my breath for a little bit. And you can't talk when you're holding your breath. Mm-hmm. Now yeah, I just let it all out. I'll be like, you can't. Sometimes my trainer will talk to me and I'll go, Ben, I cannot talk to you right now. And he'll go, why? And I'll be like, because you're making me do kettlebell swings. What do you mean? Why?
I get it.
It's too dang much. I don't like exercise. I'm not here for it. Sometimes I think about the fat people in WALL-E who zoom around on those little carts. And I'm like, bring that to me. I want to live like that.
There?
Yes. When will we get to the point where life is just an indoor track mall and I hop on and off my cart in my little spacesuit? When?
I don't think we're too far off.
Good. Tired of walking. I'm tired of this bullshit. Mm-hmm. Let me sit.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen. We all know life is full of yada, yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh, my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada, yada before. Like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. And I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order.
Do you think we should do a quiz?
Yeah, I've done my sitting rant.
We've covered that. So...
Party person, how basic are you? Is pretty funny. What is your party personality? Oh, that's long. What would you like to do?
What delicious and full of autumn spice treat are you?
That's fun. Let's do it.
Full of autumn spice.
I wonder, like, how many autumn spices are there?
I can only think of like pumpkin, I guess, spice. Cinnamon, pumpkin spice. Sweet potato spice?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of sweet potato spice, but that's the spice girl I want to be. Okay, choose a fall activity.
Pumpkin patch.
Baking.
Playing in the leaves.
Disgusting. Drinking pumpkin spice lattes.
Reading.
A fall activity. You know, I don't know if I've been to a pumpkin patch as an adult, and I think I'd like to go.
I guess it's like looking for a Christmas tree, but for a pumpkin, pumpkin to carve.
Well, it's October. Is it too late to go to a pumpkin patch?
Nah, you have all of October until Halloween.
Oh, you're right. Okay. I just wrote this down in my notebook that I'll probably look at in December.
Go to pumpkin patch.
Go pumpkin patch picking.
I don't want to bake, but I want other people to bake and I want to be around for it and I want to eat the goods. So I'll say baking.
Okay. Do you remember I said I was going to make you a cheesecake, but then instead I bought you a cheesecake?
I do remember this. Yes.
I now know how to make a delicious cheesecake.
Oh.
And I forgot to tell you.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm going to make you a cheesecake.
Wow.
Soon.
Feels like a threat.
Soon you'll have a fucking cheesecake, okay?
When you least expect it, you're gonna get a cheesecake
right in your hands.
Please.
Imagine I came to your home with loose cheesecake. No container, nothing. I slapped it in your hand.
Choose a fall aesthetic.
Pumpkin aesthetic.
Okay, the way we're using the word aesthetic is like confusing me. Everything's an aesthetic.
Yeah.
Just everything's an aesthetic.
It's pretty funny. Whoever wrote this quiz is sick because the next one is fall leaves aesthetic. They're like, there's nothing wrong with playing in leaves. There's nothing wrong with liking fall leaves.
Like, they're like, I'm an adult and I love leaves.
I love leaves. Leaves are fun.
Cozy fall aesthetic.
It's like what? Reading a book. Pretty fall aesthetic.
What does any of this mean?
Defund BuzzFeed.
Fancy fall aesthetic. Which is the fancy falls pine cones? You call that fancy? Those are free. You can pick those up from outside.
John Millhiser, my former roommate, used to just bring home pine cones. And he'd be like, isn't this one big? And I'm like, yeah, John, it's big. And I kind of miss having random pine cones in my house and being like, why is this here? But it turns out he was trying to just do a fancy fall aesthetic.
Yeah, seems like it.
I think the only actual aesthetic here is the cozy fall aesthetic.
Yeah, which is like hot chocolate, a book,
leaves,
a wool blanket. Everything else is just like nature. Either pumpkin or leaves or turning colored leaves or pine cones.
You know what? Actually, I'm going to go with pumpkin aesthetic.
Okay. Because you do want to go to a pumpkin patch.
I want to go to a pumpkin patch and I'm yearning for a little pumpkin. Just like a little baby pumpkin. Like just a little guy. Maybe several little guys.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. Maybe I would do pretty fall aesthetic. And like, see, go somewhere and see the leaves change colors.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Choose a drink.
A chai latte.
Oh, iced PSL?
Pumpkin spice latte.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Is that what people call them? PSLs?
What's funny to me is that I am pretty sure that we have talked about this in the past and you did not remember that PSL meant pumpkin spice latte. But that is the marking on the Starbucks.
That's PSL! How it's marked
on the Starbucks cup.
That's really funny. It's like girls like PSLs and boys like PS5s. Get it? PlayStation. Yeah. Wait, there was just an ad for Katy Perry.
I also saw that.
The 5th like, to the Nicole, 22nd. Should we go?
I was like, wait a minute.
Of October, it's now written down. And I circled it. So we got to offline talk about that. Oh my God, a hot PSL. I can't believe we've spoken about this before. I feel like PSL I would remember.
I mean, it's probably been a year since we talked about it. So
you're right.
Hot chocolate.
Apple cider.
This is hard because I love a hot chocolate and I love an apple cider. We just shot a Christmas episode for Home Economics and we had cups of hot chocolate and I just kept chugging mine. And I would tell the props people like, I ran out of... Also, the mugs are opaque. Like, you can't see the level of hot chocolate that's in there. I'm like, I ran out of hot chocolate. I think I need more for the scene. And they're like, and they kept resetting it. And I was like, I am going to keep drinking this. And they're like, it's fine.
That's really funny.
I was like, it's just so tasty.
On Lucy Exactly, our prop master, Charlie, was like, hey, guys, you gotta stop eating these mozzarella sticks. We've gone through 36 mozzarella sticks. And it was me and Jacob Lysaki. We were like, oh no!
36.
36. And we were like licking our fingers. And there was like no halves. We'd be like, well, let me just finish this before the scene starts. He was like, I don't have any more. And that was the fattest I've ever felt in my whole life. That a prop master had to be like, please stop eating. Yeah, 36 mozzarella sticks. I will never forget the number. Or it was 32. It was in the 30s.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I'm going to choose hot chocolate. I love hot chocolate.
I think I'll also say hot chocolate.
And interesting enough, I've never had a pumpkin spice latte.
I don't think I have either.
They're okay. Everyone's going to come.
Everyone's
going to
come for you,
Jordan. Yeah, wow.
But harsh words.
I remember, very brave of you. I remember making it and I was like, really? That's what everyone's about. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, people really love them. They love a pumpkin spice latte, a wide brimmed hat, tight little jeans tucked wool into scarf. Boots, a wool scarf, and that's fall, baby.
I think maybe pumpkin spice lattes more than anything just indicates the change of the seasons. It's like, it's fall officially.
Yeah, I can get my pumpkin spice latte.
It's the groundhog of white women.
That's pretty funny. It's the groundhog. If you see your pumpkin spice latte shadow, fall is coming early.
Get your Ugg boots out.
Man, Uggs are so funny to me because they're very ugly and the company named themselves Ugg.
Ugg.
They're like, yeah. Ugg, you're really going to wear these? And people are like, yes. Mm-hmm. And my favorite Uggs are the ones where people, their heel steps on the inside. So the bottom of the shoe kind of like shoots out to the sides. Have you ever seen that?
No.
They're very worn. Okay, Jordan, can you Google worn in Ugg boots? I really hope the picture just appears. Yeah.
Ew.
That's my favorite Ugg.
That's so crazy looking.
Where it's like fallen apart. There's no reason as to why you should wear these anymore. Hmm. You're no longer walking on the soles of these shoes. Those are my favorite Uggs.
Whoa. Yep.
And they don't look like they're good in
snow
or winter.
Are they even water resistant?
I feel like Uggs are.
They don't look like it.
I feel like they're slippers.
They seem like.
Yeah, they are. I know I graduated high school in 2009. So like everyone from like 2007 to the year we graduated had like always had wore Uggs to school. But I also lived in Massachusetts and it was cold a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. So like it kind of made sense. But I think you had to like spray. You had to spray like a waterproofing over the shoe. But yeah, they would, the Ugg boots by the time the school year ended were like black.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. They're not waterproof and water can seep in through the seams. Well then, yeah, why?
You shouldn't wear them in a blizzard. Boy, that's funny. Like to me, I thought they were snowshoes or snow boots.
Not in the slightest.
No, they're just these weird boots, which is so funny because I'm like, boots you wear, like you can wear, I think you could wear Timberlands and the, what are these, moon boots?
Those are cool.
Those are fun. Should I buy a pair for when it never snows here?
Yeah, you won't really need them.
Wait,
with Scroll Up Jordan, there was a pair that I liked in the top. These winter leather short snow boots?
Yes. Wait, where? Warm. Yes. Those are very sushi. They're $39.99, a reasonable price.
That's a reasonable price.
And they look sturdy.
Oh, you know it's sturdy too.
And they go up to a size 14. You better believe this is wintersnowboot.com. This is not a real company.
I was like, I don't know if I'm going to get these actually coming to my house.
Sashir, speaking of which, I bought these fabulous bird lamps on Instagram.com. And I was so excited about this bird lamp.
Okay.
They sent me not a bird lamp. They sent me like this weird globe, not in the shape of a bird. And I was like, I didn't buy anything that's not a bird from this company. And then I've had so much trouble trying to get my money back. I think I'm done buying from pretend stores and Instagram stores.
Yeah, I think so. I only bought that one dress that fell apart.
Do you still have it?
I sure do.
We must figure out a day for a photo shoot.
Yes, we must.
Because I still have mine. And at the end of the year, I was going to go through my closet again and get rid of stuff.
I have gotten rid of tons of clothes recently, and I have not gotten rid of that dress because I know we are going to take a photo shoot.
Yeah, Sashir, if you get rid of that dress, you're just going to have to order another one. You're going to have to give that Instagram shop some more money. Okay, favorite thing about fall. We're doing a quiz, remember?
Oh, yes, that's right. The weather.
The leaves.
This person loves leaves.
I love it. Like, when you get to work at BuzzFeed, do you think the first question is like, what are you working on and what are you working through? And would you like to make quizzes about that?
What agenda do you want to push right now?
Leaves. I want everyone to love leaves. Leaves. Leaves.
The sweets.
The activities.
The outfits. I think mine is the outfits.
Same. I do love a sweater. My God, I love a sweater. I went to the flea market last weekend and just bought so many fall things that I was like, I'll wear these for 2 weeks out of the year.
Choose an outfit.
Okay. This is jeans and a plaid blazer with like a white frothy colored turtleneck under.
This is a wide brimmed maybe felt hat that you'd probably wear at Coachella, and a long brown trench coat over a chunky sweater and a pair of light blue jeans.
I mean, these are all variations of the same woman.
They pretty much are, yeah.
And this is the man that this woman is dating. He has short hair, glasses. He's standing in front of a bunch of leaves. He's wearing, I thought it was like a Sherpa jacket, but it's definitely just like a basic trench coat and a black turtleneck. You
can't really see his whole outfit.
There is no outfit. It's the leaves.
There's mostly leaves in this picture.
It's the leaves.
This one is just a picture of a coat. It's just a long pea coat. Is that what you call them?
I think it's like a pea trench. Like a bunch,
okay, with a bunch of buttons on it.
Yeah. This lady is in Alaska or like Lake Tahoe or something. She's in a big structured, well, I would say medium structured wide brim hat. She is wearing a blanket as a shawl.
Yep.
I think she's holding, wait, can you make that bigger? Is she holding a liquid death? It looks like photoshopped in her.
It does look photoshopped. She's like gracefully holding it. Oh, is it just water? Yes,
it's boxed water is better. Yes. Oh, okay. It says it right under. Boxed water is better. This is such interesting. A strange
collection.
This is funny.
I guess I would pick the peacoat situation.
I think I'm going to pick this lady drinking boxed water because she's like hydrated and I like the hat.
Great.
Boy, those are not my fall looks.
I used to do like leggings under shorts for a long time.
Yeah, I remember. I just found an old doppelganger, our old improv group doppelganger postcard where in one of the looks you're wearing a short romper with leggings under it. And I was looking at it. I was like, for not having money, we looked very good. We really were rocking the secondhand, you know, fashions.
We were trying our best. Choose a fall dish.
Pumpkin soup.
Squash pasta.
Roasted potatoes.
Turkey cranberry sandwich.
A fall salad.
What is in a fall salad? I guess there's peaches. And I don't know what else.
Parmesan cheese, some arugula. I feel like there's a piece of steak. One piece of steak. Do you see it?
No, I didn't.
Top left.
Or is it a potato?
That's the other side of the peach. Well, I guess if you want to get me good, throw some peaches in something. I'll think it's a steak.
You just keep eating peaches like this. Steak tastes weird.
It's not very hearty. Wow. I've never had pumpkin soup.
I don't think I have either. I've had a turkey cranberry sandwich, and I have enjoyed it. So I will say that.
I think, well, the roast potatoes look like pretzel bites. So I guess I'll say squash pasta. I think it's going to be filling.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, the roasted potatoes look like pretzel bites, so I think I'll go with the squash pasta.
Well, if it looks like pretzel bites and I put it in my mouth and it's not a pretzel bite, I'm going to be angry. What reminds you the most of fall?
Taylor Swift's Red album.
Reading Jane Eyre, Rebecca in Wuthering Heights.
Running through colorful leaves.
The smell of walking outside.
Baking inside.
When I was little, definitely baking inside. Like my mom, she would make a lot of cookies in the fall.
Hmm.
So I'm going to say that. Taylor Swift's Red album.
I don't really know that album well. I just know that there's a red scarf. Right?
I couldn't tell you.
A red scarf got taken from her.
Oh,
which
I think
represents her virginity.
Oh, no. And someone just took it?
Well, hopefully she gave it consensually.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. That she said, I'll give you my virginity, which is a social construct. Because, like, what is virginity? You know, that's what I hope the Red album's about. It is but, so,
truly.
Like, virginity is such a weird thing to be like, I'm going to give you my virginity. And it's like, what? I'm going to give away the first opportunity to fuck me? And then also it's like, you don't always need penetration for an orgasm. Is that what we're considering what sex is? Is it just penetration?
It's a very
heteronormative way of thinking.
Yeah. And also giving control to the man.
Yeah. I don't want to give any control to men.
Men.
Yeah. They're taking your virginity as opposed to you. Having virginity is weird. It's like, it's just, you haven't had sex yet.
Yeah.
You haven't had intercourse yet.
Yeah.
But there's like such a, it's a way to control women's bodies. Another way to control women's bodies.
I feel like we start phrasing it like, I would like to have my first sexual experience with you. I'd like to have this experience with you.
Yeah, I like that.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. walking outside. Choose a candle scent.
Coffee?
Pumpkin apple spice?
Pumpkin waffles?
What does that even smell like? Pumpkin waffles?
I guess like,
does it not just smell like waffles?
Yeah, but it's got like the hint of pumpkin pie, I guess.
Okay. Apple orchard?
Leaves!
A leaves can't. This person's hilarious. Honestly,
they're obsessed with leaves. I think I'm gonna do. I think I'm gonna do pumpkin waffles. Because I feel like it's like a cinnamony spicy. And anytime I've ever burned an apple candle, I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, it might be too much. I'm gonna say pumpkin spice apple, even though that makes. That's confusing to my brain.
Yeah. It's like, oh, maybe that's like a spicy apple pie scent.
Ooh, okay.
We got different things.
This is Nicole.
I am pumpkin bread. Pumpkin bread is the epitome of the fall season. You can't have fall if you don't bake your homemade family pumpkin bread recipe and post about it on social media.
Mm-hmm. I'm chai macarons. Mm-hmm. You're all about the spices and fancy desserts. While it may take a while to make and perfect the delicate macaron, the balance of all the spices and delicious fall flavor is something to be admired and proud of.
Okay, this is going to sound literally insane, but you are a chai macaron.
Really?
And I don't know why I feel this way, but I saw the picture and I said, that's my friend.
Takes a while to fully bake, but boy, is it perfect once it's done. Oh,
it's absolutely divine when it's done. I just saw the word chai macaron. I was like, that's my friend.
Oh, well, thank you.
That is her.
Yeah. And I do feel like you're pumpkin bread.
Thank you. I also feel like I'm pumpkin bread. My mom used to make pumpkin bread out of old coffee cans.
Oh.
So she'd grease up the old coffee can. And then when it shook out, like the little ridges were how you, where you sliced it.
Oh, that's smart. That's really smart.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hmm.
Wow. That quiz, I take it back. That person's not a lunatic. They really just brought back fond memories of me, mummy.
Yeah, I like that.
That was nice. Thank you, leaf obsessed person. I wonder if you answered yes to all, like, or all of your answers were the leaf specific ones. Like, what on earth dessert are you?
It just has the writer's phone number. And it's like, call me, we're friends, please.
You're my soulmate.
Finally.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids' snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Should we answer the queries of the world?
Yes. We have an email. Hello, Nicole and Sashir. Love you both. Not a real question, but I just listened to this weekend's episode where Sashir's petty neighbor throws leaves back in her yard and Nicole's neighbor uses her trash can. I was just thinking, what if Nicole's neighbor is using her trash to hide evidence? Evidence of what? Who knows? Use your imagination. I probably shouldn't listen to crime podcasts before your podcast, but I think Nicole should get a camera just in case she should solve a mystery. Have a lovely day. Thanks for always making me smile. Keep up the great work.
Okay, here's the thing. I did it. I have cameras now.
Yeah.
I have yet to catch anybody throwing anything away in my trash anymore. So that's been a nice thing. It's interesting having cameras. So I talked about the Ring camera that I have in the TV room with Clyde?
Oh, not on the show, no.
Oh, okay. So I got a Ring camera so I could, because I was like, what does my dog do? So as soon as he gets dropped off from school, he howls like someone is killing him for about 2.5 minutes. Then he bounces around from object to object, plays for a little bit, and then lays down and calms down and he's having a nice time. But I forgot to leave the light on for him once. And when the lights are off, he stares into the Ring camera and his eyes glow. And he looks so creepy, just like a haunted little puppy.
It's so weird that he's looking directly into the camera.
I think it's because there's a light on the camera. So he's like, what is it? Uh-huh. What is this light?
Oh, it's the only light in this room. What is it?
What is it? And I was like, oh man, I wish he could like relax and sleep, but he's like stressed out about this light that won't turn off.
That's funny. I have not seen the neighbor who has thrown leaves into my property since that happened. Part of me feels, but But she is around still, because I've heard, because my man was like, I have seen her and thought about confronting her, but she's 90 years old. Mm-hmm. And why would I do that? But part of me wonders if she was had a moment of like, you know what? That was too far. What was I thinking?
Like,
I'm over here sweeping up the leaves, throwing them over the fence. This is not me. This is not who I am. And maybe she just reeled it in a little bit.
Maybe that would be like truly the hope that she was like, I can't be doing this. When I was getting my cameras put up, the man who installed them was like, hey, just so you know, your neighbor's trying to cut down a tree that's on your side of the fence. And I was like, you know, just let her. It's not worth it. I was like, what side, left or right? And he told me which side. And I was like, yeah, it's really not worth it. Because she's an interesting gal.
Mm-hmm. Cut down the whole tree, or is like a branch is going over her property?
I didn't ask. Because we have like privacy hedges on both sides, and I'm trying to get mine to grow a little higher. So I have this structure built on the right side. And then on the left side, I was going to do the same, but she seems to have a problem with that because I don't think she wants to get on her ladder to talk to me while I'm in my backyard. She likes that she can just talk to me, just yell at me. It's wild. It's such a wild living situation. Nicole! I'm like, yes?
That's really funny.
Oh, boy. Should we answer another query? Or we didn't even answer a query.
No, we just had a suspicion.
Hey, hi, hello. My calendar just gave me a reminder for Nicole. Which is the most parasocial relationship shit I've ever done. But glossing over that and just going to pretend this is very normal. So it's been almost 6 months. Nicole, are you still delighted by Will Smith slapping Chris Rock? P.S. Unrelated. Sit Sheer is the best name for a segment. It lives rent-free in my head. You guys are a dang treat.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I'm still delighted. It is the most interesting thing that has happened this year. Again, I don't think it was like good. I don't think it was the proper thing to do. But am I still delighted by it? Yes. Do I still watch the tapes? Yes.
This is funny. Did we say in 6 months you would still like this?
I probably said, ask me again in 6 months and I'll still be delighted about it. I'll never change my mind on this. I buy myself saying that. But yeah, I honestly think that will be the most interesting thing that will ever happen at an award show.
Yeah, I can't imagine topping that.
Yeah, you know, and Adele Dazeem really was inspirational to me. I loved Adele Dazeem, but the slap, more fun. Oh, also,
you
what?
You sent me a video of some comic having like someone in a crowd threw a beer can at a comic.
Yes, hold on. I want to say her name because she's very funny, and I hope other people are nice to her when they go to her show or their shows. I don't know how she or they identify. It's Ariel Ilias. But yeah, I guess they posed a question to the audience and then a heckler said, did you vote for Trump? And they were like, it doesn't matter. And then it wasn't like a big altercation. Like I've had more heated altercations on stage with audience members. But they threw a full beer at her head, at their head. And
like with speed.
Yes.
Like wound up and through.
And the people working that location, I mean, I don't know how it actually went down. I don't want to shit on them. I don't think they acted fast enough. All I heard was someone go, you can't do that. I was like, that person should be gone. It shouldn't have gotten to that moment. Yeah. They shouldn't have been able to talk for that long. I mean, so here's to say, still delighted by it, not happy about the way everyone else has acted.
I mean, that's what I was saying. This feels like America saw one of the biggest movie stars get mad at a joke and then walk up and use violence against the comic.
Yes.
And 6 months later, we have people throwing beer cans at comics on stage.
Yes.
Because they don't like what they're hearing.
Here's the thing. If you saw someone tell a joke and drive off a cliff, you going to drive off a cliff too?
Listen. tell a joke. Who's driving off the cliff? The comic?
I didn't think it through. I don't know. I don't see things and then do them. Especially.
But I don't think the people are thinking like, well, Will Smith did it, so it's fine for me to do it. But I think it's in their brain. Mm. I think it's like subconsciously. You just note it like, whoa, I guess
we do that now.
Yeah, I don't have to respect who's on stage.
Mm.
I can just, they're a clown and are open to physical violence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
They did chug the beer at the end of it. Which
yeah, the comic
like,
chugged the beer badass. And they handled it very well. And then thankfully they didn't get hit, mm-hmm. but like, holy fuck, but that's scary.
The force at which that beer was thrown was fucking like got really wild.
Hurt. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I don't condone that. That's not cool. That's not at the Oscars. But if Will Smith.
I only accept violence if it's at the Oscars.
If Will Smith had thrown a beer at Chris Rock, I would have been delighted. No, I'm kidding. Okay, it's not okay. I shouldn't say I'm delighted by it, but I am. That's my stance, and I'm sticking to it. Do I think other comics should be assaulted? No. Do I think Chris Rock should have been assaulted? No. It happened though.
If you have any questions or queries for us, or opinions on violence on stage, you can email NicoleandSashira@gmail.com or call or text 424-645-7003. And you can also leave us a voicemail. What? That's it. That's the answer, I guess. Oh, you can leave us a voice memo as well.
Yes.
Is that what I was trying to say? Yeah.
Or a voicemail.
Yeah.
Memo mail? Same difference.
But I guess, no, because a voice memo is like when you text it, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure. We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show.
Yeah. And if you have any questions, concerns, or suggestions on how we end the show sometimes, let us know.
We do it perfectly.
Wait, can I just say to you, that person who put in their calendar to like ask me a question 6 months from now was so kind because I did that to a friend. I said, ask me a year from now what I mean by this sentence. And then they asked me and they said, what did you mean by this sentence? And I went, oh no, I don't know. I didn't give myself any clues, nor did I write it in my calendar that I needed to answer this question. So it's just, I've been thinking about it for like the last couple weeks. I'm like, what on earth was I trying to say to my friend?
That's pretty funny.
Oh, well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.